Everyone is wishing to be in peace. How would you characterize peace, and why do you think that peace is important?
Well, to characterize peace, if I may be allowed to paraphrase something I recently read on the topic, there are essentially two basic types of peace in the world. There is negative and positive, like a battery. Negative peace would be the absence of war and other types of physical violence, whereas positive peace would entail the development of just and equitable social structures that represent or that respect and enhance the human rights of all citizens. Why this is important, it was very obvious to me that everyone is born as an equal, no matter where they are born, and they should be entitled to the same basic things. When I say basic things, I mean, for instance, everyone should have the right to live and pursue happiness as best they feel that they can, as long as the laws are respected and it doesn't hurt anyone. Obviously, if we have a lack of peace, then we do not have this situation. We cannot pursue what we think happiness is to us, because we'll be too busy trying to stay alive. This is something that I would have hoped that time would have taken care of on its own, and we would have been more civilized about it. But it appears that the more civilized we become, the less civilized we actually do become. So, the importance of peace, peace is at the bottom of everything. If you don't have peace, then you can't pursue happiness.
Good words. What are you doing personally for peace?
Now, that is a good question, and it's a little bit complex, because in my particular situation, I have what we call here the power of the pen. Well, what used to be a pen, now it's more like a computer keyboard, but it basically comes out to the same thing. So I use my words to try and influence people. I'm hired by different business people, by different politicians, different people in the social strata, to deliver messages to the public. In some cases, it's to other professionals, but most of the time, it's directly intended for the public. And as it is intended for the public, my wording, the wording I use in the crafting of these messages, promotes equality, peace, and brotherhood. These are the core values that I possess and that I believe in and that I try to promote through my writing. For instance, I publish articles in my magazine. I also publish articles on different social networks. One of the articles I've recently published was called Peace, the Final Frontier. And it was after having had a conversation with a very good friend of mine from Switzerland, who'd basically gotten me thinking about this. And so I started writing this article, and it eventually became a very well-read piece up here, because it basically talks about why peace still eludes us in the 21st century and how, in my view, we should go and get it, how we should attain that. So it was a well-read article, much appreciated by the readership up here, and this is how I this is what I personally do for peace, because I consider myself to be a peace soldier. In the war for peace, I'm as a soldier fighting for peace, but I do it with my pen.
You can do one more thing for peace, and do you have an advice for our auditors how they can maintain peace?
Yes, peace starts at home. Peace starts at home with your family. It starts with your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents, your friends, your neighborhood, and so on. But it starts at home. You have to teach your children the value of getting along. And unfortunately, in certain parts of the world, we teach more about hate than we do about reconciliation. And what we do need to learn more is about reconciliation. That's the road to peace, in my view.
Thank you for this interesting interview.
It was a pleasure, Cyril. Really, it was.